This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Madras High Court's Madurai Division Bench today upheld a single judge's order allowing lighting of a lamp claimed as Deepathoon on the Thiruparankundram Hill. A division bench of Justices G. Jayachandran, K.K. Ramakrishnan delivered the judgment, making it clear that the spot on which the stone pillar Deepathoon is located belongs to Lord Subramanya Swami Temple. Advocate and petitioner for Hindu Murni, Niranjan S. Kumar, has said the division bench has said that the lighting of the lamp is a must and the temple administration are duty-bound to light the lamp.
The Honourable Division Bench has said that the lighting of lamp is a must and it has to be lit at the top of the Thiruparankundram Hill. And they have said the HRNC authorities and the temple administration are duty-bound to light the lamp. That is what the Honourable Division Bench has held in the first line. And then they have also said that the lighting of lamp should be done by the Devasthanam are the temple authorities alone and no public should be allowed.
The Election Commission of India, ECI, has directed the Director General of Police, DGP, of West Bengal, Rajiv Kumar, to submit a detailed action taken report by 5 p.m. today regarding the alleged attack on poll observer C. Murugan on the 30th of last month. The incident happened when Mr. Murugan, serving as the electoral roll observer for South 24 Parganas district, was on a field visit to oversee the special intensive revision of electoral rolls. During the visit, his vehicle was damaged and he faced protests and obstruction at Magra Hut. The Election Commission's directive followed its examination of Murugan's report, which highlighted serious lapses in providing adequate security arrangements by police, despite advance intimation to local officials about the observer's visit. The Election Commission of India will publish the draft voter list for Uttar Pradesh today following the ongoing SIR process. The draft electoral roll was initially scheduled for publication on the 31st of December. Chief Electoral Officer of Uttar Pradesh, Navdeep Rinwa, had informed that the period for receiving claims and objections has been set from today to the 6th of next month. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, today launched psychosocial counselling support for students to address examination-related stress. The first phase of the free psychosocial counselling services for examinees of class 10th and 12th will continue till the 1st of June this year. This initiative is aimed at addressing examination-related stress and emotional well-being, enabling students to approach their forthcoming exams, scheduled to begin from the 17th of February, with confidence, balance and mental clarity. Students can dial toll-free number 1-800-118-004 and access round-the-clock support in Hindi and English through the interactive voice response system. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the successful commissioning of Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited's residue upgradation facility at the Visakh refinery in Andhra Pradesh. Sharing a social media post of Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri, the Prime Minister said this state-of-the-art facility adds momentum to the nation's efforts to boost energy independence, aligning with the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. He said it is a decisive leap in Bharat's journey towards energy security and self-reliance. Three people, including a couple and their 10-year-old daughter, lost their lives in a fire incident at a building in DMRC quarters in Delhi's Adarsh Nagar. Fire department said they received a call regarding the fire at 2:39 a.m. on the fifth floor of the building. Five fire tenders reached the spot and doused the fire at 3:30 a.m. Dense fog conditions have disrupted train services in several parts of the country, affecting the movement of several trains. According to Indian Railways, more than 70 Delhi-bound trains are running late due to low visible condition. Ukraine's allies are meeting in Paris today for key talks that could help determine the country's security after a potential ceasefire with Russia. However, prospects for progress are uncertain with the Trump administration's focus shifting to Venezuela. Before the U.S. capture of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro, French President Emmanuel Macron had expressed optimism about the latest gathering of the so-called coalition of the willing nations. And that is the end of this news bulletin.